You are listening to EP Culture Beat, the underground source of El Paso, Texas.
What up, baby? It's Sucio, a.k.a. Cerberus, a.k.a. Thought Boy Supreme, a.k.a. Lesbian Wolverine, a.k.a. Cobija Chan, a.k.a. Boyfriend of Everybody's Mom. Welcoming you back to another episode of EP Culture Beat, your source for the underground arts and culture of El Paso. Now, some of you may know our next guest from the times they were hitting the streets in their Wonderlust food truck or because you missed out on their sold-out pop-up events. Now, years of hard work are finally bubbling up to the surface in a brand new downtown restaurant at 210 Stanton, a Taj Mahal of Fromage Frites, a monument to the ultimate comfort food of all time. Please welcome the main heads of cheeses, owner or co-owner, Jesus Morales and head chef Javier Martinez, a.k.a. Gutter. Thank you guys for coming on the show. It's Jorge Morales. I'm sorry, baby. Shit, I'm fucking up over here.
It's Jorge Morales.
Yeah, grítame, wey. I'm sorry, wey. That's my fault. Anyways, thank you guys for being on the show, mijo. I'm sorry. I fucking wrote it all wrong.
Thanks for having us, man.
I work with you and I fucked it up. I'm sorry. Anyways, let me just start off by asking, was anybody ever able to finish or complete or even just take a full bite of the cheeses burger from top to bottom, one full bite?
Yeah, man. There's this dude named CJ, right?
Okay.
Like, I actually worked with him at Benny Frank's after this. But before, we would do the truck behind, what was it called? Dang, I feel like a dick because I would go there all the time. It was right there across the street from, like, Monwood High School. It was
All right.
What was the name of the
bar? It was a bar?
Yeah.
On Montwood? Shit.
Yeah, it was, like, a little white little shopping center, and there was, like, what's that? There's, like, Mi Tierra meat markets right there.
Because I looked at that thing, right? And do you still have the cheeses on the menu?
Yeah, the old cheeseburger, yeah.
The big old cheeseburger? Yeah. Now, let me tell people, because they can't see what we're talking about, but the cheeseburger is basically a double cheeseburger, and instead of buns, you're using a whole grilled cheese for the top and a whole grilled cheese for the bottom, right?
Yeah, two whole grilled cheese sandwiches.
So how did that come to be? How did that come to, like, exist? Do you have to eat that in sections?
Some people do, but like I said, he's a little guy, but he's a power lifter, so he eats that bad boy. Like, it's crazy. But it's, I will always read, I'm always reading about food. I'm a chef. Like, all I do is, like, watch food stuff, and I always check out to see what, like, the state fairs have, like Texas State Fair, California State Fair, you know, the larger states, because they always do something crazy. Like, that's where we got fried Oreos,
things like that.
So one year at the Texas State Fair, that's what they had showed somebody. They had, like, a burger challenge, and someone had it was just a cheeseburger, but between two grilled cheese sandwiches, and I was just like, oh, shit, that's badass. Like, why didn't I think of that, you know, like, or, like, a burger between two slices of pizza, or, like, shit, like, you know, like, crazy stuff, like, which I think is, like, to me, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, people really like, they respond great to it. You know, people like it. I'm like, oh, people like what I'm doing. Like, it's cool. Like, I don't have to be so, like, uptight about my food or, like, because I went to a French culinary school. So it's like.
You went to a French culinary school.
Yeah, I went to Scottsdale.
So feed and everything.
Yeah.
Válgame Dios.
So it's like, it's funny, like, what I'm cooking now from, like.
I want to get into that. I'm going to get into that especially, but let me just start off. Let's just start from the beginning. How was cheeses born? Obviously, this is 2014. We're in 2021 at this point. How did cheeses come to be?
The other owner who's not here, Kenny, him and his friend Angel bought a food truck. And then they approached me because they knew I was a chef. And they wanted some concepts for the food truck.
Okay.
So this, I had a bunch of ideas. I was telling him this exact story the other day. But, yeah, this was the first idea I introduced to him, like the grilled cheese idea. And they were like, cool, we'll go with that.
And it was that simple? It was that just to kick it off like that?
Yeah.
Válgame Dios.
They trusted me that much.
But you had to come up with everything at that point, right? At that thing, at this point, they're like, you're the brain. You got to come in for the rest.
Yeah, there's stuff like we used to have there. Like, who knows? Maybe we'll do it here again. But it's like I was doing, I want to do cheese sticks, but they're breaded with the Flaming Hot Cheetos. And then, like, I had different sandwiches. One was a double-decker with fried pickles and, like, three different cheeses in it.
Shit, you're making me hungry. You're making me hungry, and I fucked up by coming in here like this.
But the menu. Oh, go ahead.
No, I mean, you know, I wanted to hit it up, like, the different eras of the restaurant, because you have your food truck era, you have your pop-up era, and now you're heading into a new era, which is the restaurant era. Like, you know, how do you feel going into the next level, the third level? I mean, obviously, this is the the main one, right? The main goal is to head into a restaurant space.
Oh, yeah. It's super exciting, man. I mean, I've been cooking since, I don't know, like 20 years ago. I went to culinary school right out of high school, and I graduated in 2000.
Yeah.
My first job was at the Chili's on Airways. You know what I mean? I started, like, as a busboy and all that. And then, like, ended up working my way to the kitchen. So it's just, like, I've always cooked, you know. So, like, finally getting to, like I was telling him, I was like, man, I've never been, so excited by cleaning equipment. I was like, because I'm cleaning my kitchen. Like, I'm not cleaning up after other people. Like,
yeah.
I was like, this is on me. Like, I was like, it's good. It feels good. It's super awesome.
You got the white glove on. You're going around the edges. You're like, who did this? Who did this?
Yeah, pretty much. Even on myself. Like, so it's like, it's just, you know, this is the dream. You know, we're finally living the dream, I guess.
Yeah.
Even after such a shitty time, too, with all the COVID.
You headed into a really bad spot. Like, you know, 2020, you know, that was real difficult. Like, I mean, when did you guys start moving into here?
It happened really fast because we were looking at other locations, but the, you know, when it wouldn't have been worth it, like, for what we wanted to do. It would have been like building a whole new restaurant somewhere else. And this place just happened to be downtown, just happened to have everything, you know, ready for a restaurant.
It was already restaurant ready.
Yeah, exactly. Because they pretty much, like, whatever happened here, I have no idea what happened. Yeah. But they just shut the doors and left, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, so when we came in here, there was, like, all this equipment and stuff that, like, had to be sold back to them. Or, like, I don't even know the whole thing. Like, I wish Kenny was here because he could tell you better, because I was like, oh, I don't really.
Oh, the cheese man. We're missing out on the cheese man. Tune in for the part two for the Cheese Man Cheeses episode.
Right? I was just asking him, like, when do we get in there? Like, when can we start doing stuff? Like, that was my... So it all happened really quickly because I just started another job cooking somewhere, and I was like, hey, man, I'm sorry. Like, I know I told you this was something that's in the works.
Yeah.
But I was like,
it ramped up.
I was like, we got an investor, and, like, here's this guy, George, who comes along. I'm like, they don't want to invest in the truck. He wants to open an actual spot. So I was like, yeah, I got to quit. You know, like...
Oh, so
like,
this is all you? This is all George's money? I didn't even know that shit.
the way I got involved in this, I started working with Kenny a few years ago in a restaurant.
Okay.
And then we started working really well together. So eventually one day last year, I told him, hey, dude, I'm ready to do something. It was like when COVID was barely exploding, you know, when there was no mask use, anything, at least in the U.S.
Yeah.
So, and then...
March 1st.
Yeah.
The countdown is ticking like fucking Majora's Mask. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah. I mean, we started the discussion around February. And then we had the LLC 2 weeks later after we had our first meeting.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so we moved fast. And then we started looking at spots, and then COVID hit, so we had to halt everything.
Yeah.
Everything went pause. Then last year, by December, we said, okay, COVID's going down. Like, maybe we can start something. Start, you know, start looking up. Start turning all those motors on and keep on going. But then another thing happened that it was at another place that we were looking at. We couldn't sign the lease because... The owner of the building had this really shitty rule that it said, like, if you want 3 more months of rent because of COVID, you have to renew your contract for 3 years. If you want 2 months of free rent, you have to renew your contract for 2 years. So we're like, we're not taking that.
Yeah. They're locking you in.
Yeah. So then we look
at... Where was this spot? What side of town? It wasn't downtown, was it?
I can tell you it's 2 blocks from here.
Okay.
2 blocks from Jesus.
I think we know who we're talking about, man.
So then, yeah, we saw this place, and then we found out the owner just shut it down. They left everything here. We got a really good price for all the equipment.
Yeah.
We didn't really like the design, so we had to turn the two fake walls they had in the middle, put a real wall, and put a real bar, and then set it up. Because the way it was set up, it didn't have capacity for not even 5 people sitting down.
No shit, huh?
It was
You're
bad.
Right about that. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm remembering the old spot.
Yeah, but it was all like people were waiting. Like, you could see people waiting outside.
Yeah, they were just, you could just sit against the wall with your back against the wall, like the Blair Witch or whatever.
So, yeah, and then we remodeled the whole thing.
No, I mean, it looks completely, it's 1,000 times better, aka the art is fucking stunning. We're trying to think, is that a cheese dragon? I don't know what's going on there. It's like a Vishnu cheese dragon.
Did he tell you what it is?
Like, it's supposed to be a cheese monster. Like, you see this dance and stuff like that? Yeah, I think so.
You guys got to come into the shop whenever this place opens up and take a picture of that because it looks crazy pop out. Like, now, while I'm talking to you while you got the mic, I'm just going to say we're all proud of you, George. You know, you've been in the business for a long time. I remember you being a bar back at all these fucking spots. You remember me. I remember you. We do the security thing, and, you know, we're proud of you. Everybody in the business is proud that somebody got it. Now, I want to take it back once again. You know, the different eras of the cheeses, right? Where was your favorite spot that the truck was? Where was the craziest spot that the truck was between that time? Because how long did that time last, that the truck era? Let's just say that.
Well, I remember the place, Common Ground.
Common Ground.
Was the spot I was trying to remember where we'd go, and that guy CJ would be there. I really liked it there. It was just like that place was so hidden, though. Like, yo, it's, you know what I mean? Like, but one time one of the bartenders organized, it was like a Harry Potter party.
Okay.
So they were showing Harry Potter movies, and then because it was a cocktail bar, they were making like butter beer. So we did the truck there, and we had like a, what did I have? It was called like Muggle Surprise. It was like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with like toasted marshmallows, but it was like crunchy peanut butter, and it was like a blackberry marmalade, and like, you know, trying to make it kind of a little fancy, you know? And but that was super crazy because that place, I don't know, man. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it was, you know, comparable to this size.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everybody was in there standing, like, shoulder to shoulder. They didn't care. Like, they were there for the beer. They were getting that sandwich. They were watching Harry Potter. I was like, I had no idea how big Harry Potter was.
Dude, I'm a super huge nerd, dude. I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't know anything about Harry Potter. I'm about to get a bunch of hatred from all the fans, but I don't know anything about it. I could tell you about Marvel, DC.
Harry Potter, bro.
I could tell you about Dungeons and Dragons. I don't know anything about Harry Potter. Sorry, y'all.
And then, but yeah, by far the craziest was we were able to get in a Neon Desert in 2015.
Where was that? It was downtown over here, right?
Just super. We thought we knew what we were doing. Or at least I did, you know. We bought all the food and we're like, yeah, this should last us the weekend or whatever. And like by the first day, I'm not trying to be like our food sucks or anything, but I'm like, you know, I try to remain humble.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like, well, hey, man, if we sell 100 sandwiches today, that'll be a good day.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, by 8 o'clock, we sold everything we bought for like the 3 days. So we look stupid because it's like, ah, this shit ain't even over till like 11 o'clock. So, yeah, the following morning, I was up like, man, I slept like 2 hours that night, but I was up early buying like a shitload more food.
Gotta hit up Sam's, gotta hit up Costco,
and
clearing them out.
We were super lucky because the pizza joint, you know, shout out to them and Mel and everyone. They let us store like all our stuff there, so all our extra buns and everything like that. Yeah. So we lucked out because we just had to like run across the street because like that truck was so small, bro. Like there's no room in there. Like you can't prep and like cook out of.
And you're a big guy. You're relatively around my size. So yeah, I mean, I could imagine a food truck is not.
Kenny, Kenny's a small guy, but still, like for two people, like we were literally like ass to ass. Like I'm on the flat, he's on the window.
Oh,
like.
No.
So for Neon, like
your tears are hitting the griddle.
It was insane. But like, yeah, man, like it was badass. We had people like you can see on the Square app, like when people come like repeat days.
Yeah.
So like there was people who came all 3 days to come eat from our truck. So I'm like, hell yeah, that's cool. Like they could have got food from anybody. Yeah. You know, and the Taps truck was right next to us and they're fucking good.
You were head to head with the Tap
yeah.
truck?
Yeah.
Dang.
So it was good, man.
That's actually really, really great. Like that's when you really know something is good. When you defeated the Tap truck.
The cops were eating our food. You know what I mean?
So now that we're talking the food right now, how different is the menu now from the food truck menu, from the pop-up menu? How do you feel? Is there a section? How do you section it out?
Well, for the food truck, we're mainly doing trying to, you know, just like loaded fries or just stick to the sandwiches. You know what I mean? But for this, like we started introducing it at the pop-ups and we're going to focus more on here. But mac and cheese bowls, you know, different with loaded stuff. Like one of them was a Descada mac and cheese.
Oh, I was going to talk about that.
You know, another one's a college kid. It's like thick cut bacon with jalapenos and barbecue sauce. I make a vegan mac and cheese. It's all soy based.
So absolutely.
Like anyone with a nut allergy can eat it. You know what I mean? So I'm using that same sauce for like vegan, you know, cheese fries with green chili and the.
And vegan cheese. Green chives.
Yeah. So
I have this whole section over here squared off for this vegan talk. And, you know, I'm going
to
ask you.
I know there's other vegan spots that are primarily that, but I wanted to have, like, at least one or two things.
Option.
You know what I mean? If, like, somebody does come with their friends and there's one vegan, you know, it's like I hate it. I hate for them to just sit there and be like, well, I guess I'll just have some, like, lettuce, you know, or whatever. Like, they like to eat, you know, they want some food, too. So it's
well,
like,
I mean, you know, I know Jorge is like this, too, where, you know, he's kind of lactose like me.
Yeah.
And I love grilled cheese myself. And it's like, I mean, it's cool that you're thinking about other people. Like, what would you have for somebody like us that's, like, you know, all lactose as fuck.
I mean, you could eat that sauce with anything. That's why it's for
okay.
The it's like there's no lactose in it.
Okay.
Like that's why it's vegan. Like no meat, no egg, no dairy, no nut. It's all soy based. Like it has like what do I use in it? Like you know, like silken tofu, and it's got like soy sauce and like vegetable oil and like you know different spices. And it uses that what's that stuff? I just learned about it for this recipe.
Cauliflower.
Nutritional yeast.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So
all right.
So it's yeast that it's not going to rise or anything. It's you know, it's not active.
I feel like people are growing that now. Like a movement to grow yeast in your house is what I heard.
Well, live yeast, like if you make breads.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You want sourdoughs and stuff. You have to have that ready to go. You know, because that takes a little time. Because you're growing the, you're like feeding it. You know, it's a living thing. You got an organism. But mainly just for that.
How do you even do that? Do you have some of that back there? Is there a box moving around?
Nah. I wish we could bake. Like, I try to keep it as close to from scratch as possible.
So, to scratch as possible?
Yeah. So, I mean, like.
That's great to hear.
If I had a bigger kitchen, yeah, I'd be baking the bread, too. Like, we'd have a baker involved.
Yeah.
You know, I try to do 100% everything. Like, you know, I don't want anything already made, already marinated or seasoned or whatever. Like, I could do all that. Like, I'm not, you know. So, everything's really fresh here. Like, I'm allowed to do whatever I want. On the menu, you know what I mean? So it's like I get to do really cool
stuff. They took the reins off you.
Yeah.
Whereas you were confined to either the truck or to somebody else's restaurant. And now the freedom, especially because you say you're a French culinary. I mean, okay, before I get into this next, because that's another one I was going to ask. But what food item do you want to bring back or would you bring back, but maybe it's too costly or maybe you just can't do it right now? Like what do you miss? Is there a food item that you've done that you would want to put on but you can't put it on no more?
No, now we have the ability to do the stuff I want to do. All right. You know? Because I want to do, like, loaded mac and cheese with, like, smoked meats. You know what I mean? And, like, my little brother just all of a sudden decided he wants to start a smoked meat business. You know what I mean? So I was like, we'll get it going and, like, we'll get our meats from you. You know what I mean? We'll keep it local. Like, you know, we'll keep supporting, you know? So it's
absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
So, like, stuff like that, I'm always thinking about how I could support the people around me.
Synergy,
how I can
baby.
All be involved in this. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like. Because, like I said, if we had the room, it's you know, like you said, it's relatively small, but we're still going to have, you know, good options. But it's like, you know, there's no room to put a smoker, you know, because that's what I want. I'd want a smoker. I'd love to have a, you know, one of those badass rotisserie things to roast, like jalapenos and green chilies all fresh, you know what I mean?
So, I mean, well, I mean, you know.
Like, there's no space for that right here.
You see your menus, and it's like regional inspirations, you know, chiles torreados and the discada mac and bowl to all the way, like, you know, really, really fancy, really high quality stuff. Smoked Gouda, you know, like, what else did you have on it? The fig jam? Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, that's inspiration from your training.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but you're pulling from both sides of the border, and you're pulling from the other side of the sea.
I've learned, I guess, from cooking all around El Paso. Like, I've been everywhere, man. Like, I've worked at the Camino Real. I was baking there. That was super fun. Like, mainly a lot of corporate places. Like, I opened up the Chili's on Airways. I opened up P.F. Chang's on Sunland Park, you know what I mean? I opened up the Macaroni Grill on the east side, like a lot of corporate experience, you know, like with Madeline, like stuff. And then a lot of mom and pop places here, like I worked at Coco Meal,
okay,
you know what I mean?
Right.
I worked at, I worked for Chef Rulies when he was over here by UTEP, you know, I worked at Eloise.
Oh, those are a lot of heads right there.
For Chef Joy, like, so I got, you know, I like learned a lot of different stuff, so I try to keep it, I learned you can't, in this region, you can't just go super high-end.
Okay.
Because one, if the clientele doesn't recognize what you're serving them, how are they going to buy it? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it's like, I knew I couldn't come out and be like, oh, let me do my dream, you know, inspired
quinoa
dishes,
salad.
You know, like, I mean, that'd be something easy, but it's like, you know, it's kind of even that, like quinoa, if you're in California, like everyone knows what that is. You know what I mean? But here it's like, what? You know, what, like, hey, you better talk to me with some more respect, you know? Like,
Get it, he's thick.
Yeah, so it's like, so I thought about that mainly just to be like, well, we can do stuff people recognize, but I could, like, stick in, you know, those ingredients they're not used to. You know what I mean? Like, slowly, like the caramelized onions I put in them.
Yeah.
You know, that have, like, balsamic vinegar and stuff like that. Like, that's not, you know, other spots use it, but, like, you wouldn't expect that, like, in a grilled cheese sandwich. So you got, like, you know, the classic, which is just the cheddar and the Texas toast. And then we got the fancy pants, which is, like, has that smoked Gouda and the bacon and the onion.
So how much research goes in and development goes into one sandwich? And can I help you with your market analysis, quote-unquote market analysis research?
Well, like, the truck was super huge in helping decide that because we could, like, well, let's sell this and see what happens. Let's see how people respond to this. So it's, like, we learned the fries are a big hit. We learned the burger's a big hit. You know
what was
I mean?
Not a hit?
Oh, I was, like, making my own chili, you know, and doing, like, bacon-wrapped hot dogs.
Okay.
And they were super good, but it's, like, people didn't want that.
Because it was too messy?
No, it's just not what they wanted from us, I guess. Hmm. Like, it was weird because I
know. That's interesting.
I know hot dogs are popular. But, yeah. I mean, they were super good. They were, like, loaded and everything, but it's, like, they would come for the other stuff, you know?
That's weird. That's interesting to hear that. I mean, even, like you said, the Philly cheesesteak. Which is not, nobody really messes with that in El Paso, but I love a good Philly cheesesteak because I've been to the East Coast.
Yeah.
And I know a good Philly cheesesteak when
we put it on the fries. That was actually one of our first, like, I guess the first fries we had. It's called the cheese mess, you know, like a cheesy mess. But you know the cheese mess because we're here.
You guys go on the punnery. You know, I wanted to talk about the punnery because it has to be easy to name things. And you got to be like, yeah, you know.
And when he rolled into it and I heard what he was saying, I was like, you're already part of the family, baby. Like, you're speaking my language. You know what I mean? Because, like, it's cool that I get, like, we come up with these names. And, like, Kenny's always so cool. Like, oh, we could use that. Like, hey. You know, like, because even the hot dog, we were calling it the cheesy weenie. And you could make it dirty. And we would just put chili on it.
The cheesy weenie. The cheesy weenie.
Maybe that's what people think.
They would get it. But, no, and then what else? The one with the fried pickles, I thought that would be a good one, but that was, not a big one.
What was too much of a hit? What did you have to, like, keep on the menu that you didn't expect was going to be a hit?
The old cheeseburger.
The cheeseburger, the big one, the double?
I thought about it because, like, just a simple fact, it's between two grilled cheese sandwiches. I was maybe someone will order it for the novelty of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, we do two patties. They got chorizo on the patties. I put bacon and queso in between those patties, you know what I mean? And then it's got those sandwiches, so it's like, it's enough for two people.
Tengo hambre, mama.
So, like, that's one of those things, like, oh, maybe one out of every 10 people might order this, but it's like, no, everyone, like at Neon Desert, that was the most expensive thing we were producing in the truck.
Yeah.
And that's what everyone came for. Like, that people would be in line, and they're like, oh, maybe I'll just get a grilled cheese, or I'll just get that one, or whatever. And then when we put that in the window, and they'd see what that is, they'd be like, no, I'll cancel that last order. Like, give me that shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, man, like, it's cool.
You were upselling without having to upsell. That's crazy.
So it's, I mean, it's just been a super, like, positive and good response, you know? Like, with everything, even the logo, like, when people see it, they're like, where's that from? And I'm like, it's from here. You know what I mean? They think it's, like, I guess we did it so professional looking. They don't assume it's, like, something local. You know what I mean? Like, the brand looks like it might be from some other, state or city.
Well, I mean, your iconography is great. I mean, I'm just looking at the shirts. I was talking to the same printers that you guys went to over here, Marky and Sydney. Shout out Marky and Sydney. I forgot the name of your printing press, but you got to hit them up. Do you even remember the name?
Sydney actually did the first batch of shirts, and she's about to give us a second batch of shirts.
Shout out Big Sid. She's a badass. She's a badass when it comes to the printing.
Yeah, she did the first batch, and we ran out of teachers like that super fast.
I mean, it's hilarious. It's funny. You embrace the name. You embrace the logo. You're embracing what it is, the aesthetic. Now, you're in the heart of downtown, right? You're right across the street from the last 101. Next to the old Malinche, you know, downtown is its own microcosm where it's either going to be the probation officers and the people working in the offices in the middle of the day, or it's going to be todos los locos como yo that we come out at night. You know, we're the ones that come out at night. What are your hours going to be? What are you focused on? Are you going to be open all day? Because it's weird. Like, once again, we're in the middle of Rona. We're about to get out. We're like 6 months away from getting out of the Rona. What are you going to do? Are you going to focus daytime or nighttime or both or what?
So at the beginning, we're going to focus on daytime.
Okay.
So for soft opening, once that happens, it's going to be in between, I would say, 11 and 4, 11 to 5 at the latest.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when grand opening happens, then we might change the hours a little bit later.
Yeah, because that summer, you know, people are just walking. Downtown's not dangerous anymore. It's pretty now.
Yeah.
You know, antes estaba bien feo, pero it's nice now. It's
with pretty. all the bars opening around,
yeah,
and then summer coming down, and
who doesn't want a grilled cheese?
Yeah, exactly.
When they're drinking.
So, like, well, I mean, I don't know if we're going to stay open until 4 a.m. or 3 a.m., but definitely the people that you know, are leaving the bars early,
yeah,
or, like, they want to get some grub before drinking, we need to take advantage. And then also the stadium is right over there, so I know people park all over downtown. The concerts at the plaza, the
Abraham
Chavez.
Such a weird
Chavez
environment. It's so moving now that, you know, you know what time. I'll come downtown to visit a friend of mine, and there's hundreds of people walking downtown, and it's like, yo, it's the middle of Corona, it's the middle of this, but people are like, yeah, it's big enough to just walk around. It doesn't matter. Like, nobody's latched onto each other. And then once we all get our stupid vaccines, everybody get your vaccine, make sure you do that. But it's going to be way more heads. Are you ready for that? Because I feel like this is going to hit kind of hard. Like, I mean, I make a joke about it, but yeah, I do really, really love grilled cheese. I took grilled cheeses once.
I remember, I don't know if it was his first shift or like, but it's the first shift I worked with him at Velvet Elvis. And he just shows up with a loaf of bread and like, hey, you want a grilled cheese? And he just made me laugh because I was like, hey, that's my shit now, you know? Nice game, but yeah.
We're talking about events. We're talking about big. We're talking about the future. What do you have planned here for events? Because I feel like people are going to want to do, like, art shows here or have, like, I mean, no, it's a little spot. I have quotation marks, but it's not a little spot. But, you know, do you feel like you have that coming on the horizon? What do you see? What do you have planned for Cheezus? Just focus on this one, open the next one, open the next one? Or are you going to
I mean, this is going to be more like a trial thing, which yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be successful because we have a great location.
Yeah, you do.
Also, shout out to Christine Howard. She did all the design inside.
Absolutely.
And she killed, I mean, the four of us that are here, we can see that she killed it. She did a fucking badass job.
I'm ready to eat. I'm ready to hang out. That's why I'm asking. I'm trying to plan a show with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, weird, because when they were doing the murals, the artist's name is Joyote, by the way, Hugo. People will stop by and they're like, hey, is this going to be an art gallery or what is it going to be? People were focusing on that. So like, we never really had the discussion, but I mean, I wouldn't be close to do an event like that.
Yeah. Is there something secret on the menu that you're going to... Is there a secret menu?
No. Like, literally, even the way, like, the way I even come up with the ideas, it's not even like I ask people or I think about it. It's like I wait till I get real hungry and then I think about what I want to eat. You know what I mean?
That's like, perfect. That's
you know, and, I just start, and I just start writing stuff down like, oh, if I could make whatever I wanted, if I had anything, all the ingredients, I go, what would I eat right now? Like, what would I eat?
Would you
know,
eat?
And I just write it down. And some of it's just like, come on, man. Like, you know, it's absurd. Like, you can't eat dolphins. You know, it's like, but you know, other stuff like.
You still do, though. You still do. You don't know about it, but they do.
What's crazy, man, like, even when I went to culinary school, they in Scottsdale, they brought in, it was like a high-end, like, meat purveyor, but he focused on exotic meats. So, you know, you could get, like, kangaroo sausages and, like, koala sausages or, like, giraffe neck, you know, like, lion shoulder. And it, I was like, oh,
lion
shit.
Shoulder.
Yeah. You know, me being here from El Paso, you know what I mean? The only other place I've ever been to was, like, Los Angeles, like, where my dad was from. It's like, so that's the only two worlds I knew. But it's like, I never stopped to think, like, oh, man, what do people eat in other countries? You got to think, like, they don't have, not everyone's got cows, pigs, and chickens like we do, man. So they eat, like, what's indigenous to that area. So, like, when that's why I just, like, start YouTubing stuff or reading stuff. I'm just like, damn, what could I make with, like, a
So I have
turtles?
To ask this just because, you know we're from El Paso. Are you going to have a queso menonita grilled cheese sandwich?
I do want to do, like, I've seen people do, like, a whole fried one.
What?
Like, they'll take that whole piece of cheese.
Yeah.
And, like, egg wash and everything and breadcrumbs. And then, you know, deep fry it and then serve it with, like, salsas and stuff. Like, so I was like, oh, I could do a big-ass, like, fried cheese disc.
Damn.
I actually saw him. I was working at Panda Burger.
Okay.
And the chef there would do that. Like, that's how they do their cheese. They have that type of cheese and they would, like, and I was like, that's so cool. Like,
yeah.
You know, I was like, why wouldn't that work?
We just got the other owner walked in here.
Kenneth.
But now.
He's too bashful to talk.
Now I'm fantasizing about a fried cheese disc. But, yeah, I mean, you're hitting me with stuff that I just want to taste it right now. I know you guys are not far from opening. You're, what, a week away? Like, two? I mean, by the time this episode comes out, it's already going to be open. Probably. So when's your official grand opening? When's the official grand opening? Or give me some details. Give me some details.
So we're just waiting on some inspections and some licenses.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
We're also going to do some other neon signs. That's probably going to happen on the next week, the soft opening.
Oh, already.
Yeah, and the next week, it's going to be fast. And then grand opening is probably going to be mid to late April.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm mad looking forward to the space open. Something like this needs to open downtown. I'm telling everybody, you got to check it out. You know, I love the spot. I love what you guys are doing. I loved you guys since I was working Neon Desert. And I'm pretty sure I ate the cheeses. I'm almost positive I did. And it was great. That's why I decided to come here. I wish you guys the best of luck. 210 Stanton. Cheezus existed since 2014. You know, Jorge, thank you, Jorge. Gutter, thank you, Gutter. I mean, please sign us out. You want to throw anything out? You want to give anybody a shout out? Please tell us, give us the details. This is your time. Do what you want with it.
Shout out to the artist, Hugo. His artist name is Joyote, and Christian, that she did all the things inside.
All right.
And to everybody that sold those out on all the pop-ups that we did, thank you so fucking much.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, you, brother, what do you want?
Big shout out to all the bars that hosted us, man, when we were in our truck. Like, you know, it's not easy. Some people charge you, you know.
They
like
they're charging you for a pop-up?
Some of them do, like, yeah. Yeah. So, like, a lot of them we were invited to or they wanted us to do it there. So it was, like, that common ground, you know, like the Betting Franks people, yeah, like, yeah. Those guys now. Like, you know, Danny was always cool having us there and Lee. So, like, you know, just those places. And we didn't go to a lot of other places. We would do literally our truck would be at, like, if there was an art show or, like, we would do, like, just, you know, random stuff and pop up here that, like, I remember one winter we were just driving around to all the different bars that would have us, you know, like it's a trip. So it's like, yeah, just a thank you to all the people that have been following us, because there's people, like, once they saw him or, like, Kenny posting stuff about this happening, like, they saw it on Friends of Friends pages and were like, this is going to happen. I was like, what? Where'd you hear about it? Like, I was like, I guess it is happening, you know? So, like, just, you know, just a big thanks to all that, to the, all the people that keep following us and sharing us.
Make sure you throw out your social medias. Make sure you throw out your addresses.
So the bars that hosted us three times was Mona. Big shout out to them. Thank you to Javi and Kiki and Brenda for having us. And Lee and everybody at Benny Frank's, thank you for hosting us. And then our social media, you can follow us. It's going to be our Instagram. It's going to be Cheeses_915.
Now, before we leave, I'm about to sign out. What's the craziest thing you have on the menu? What's the craziest thing you have on the menu right now that you're like, it's extravagant. It's extreme. It's all the way to the point. It's
Well, I guess it's just that old Cheesesburger, man.
That's the
one you got to come in for. The big one popping up is that the Fancy Pants. People really like that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have burger in it, but people add a burger to it.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's – so I'm going to say the Fancy Pants and the old Cheesesburger.
I'm just making myself hungry every time you talk, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
those,
now.
Those are the – you know, try them.
Thank you guys on behalf of EP Culture Beat, your source for the underground, available on Apple Podcasts. But you know, I don't got to say that because you're already here. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for hearing. Stay sweet, don't change. Have a great summer. Laters from Cheeses, 210 Stanton. Thank you guys.